The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 34, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 13th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Bhavayati esha satyena lokan vai loko bhavana Lila Mataranu Rato Devatijam Naradish. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lila Mataran, incarnates in many forms, not only in the human society, but in the demigod society or lower than human society, the animal society also. Tree society. Because as we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, He is always anxious to get us back to home, back to God. So He incarnates Himself in so many forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam. He has got Anantarup, unlimited forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi. But all those forms are in essence one. Advaita. That is not different. Just like Ramadi Murtishu, the Lord appears as Ramachandra or as Lord Krishna or as Lord Varaha. They are not different in the material sense. A Varaha, a hog, is different from the man. Or the man is, one man is different from another man. But the incarnations of Krishna, they are not different. The same thing. Just like Krishna, when He appeared, He is Krishna when He was so-called 3 months old, and He was Krishna when He was 20 years old. The same Krishna. As we find difference, that the same man, when he is three months old, he is different from the 20 years old. When his age is 20 years, he is different from his age when his age is 3 months. The modern fashion is that they want to become God by meditation, by advancement of mystic power, but that kind of God is not Krishna. Krishna does not become God. He is God always. Others, they try to become God by mystic power. We have heard so many so-called gods that he attained such perfection of mystic power, now he has become God. That is also another Maya. Nobody can become God. God is God, dog is dog. This is the law of identity. A dog cannot become God. Neither God becomes dog. This is Mayavad theory. That at the end, the absolute truth is void or impersonal. The Buddhist theory is void And the Mayavadi theory is impersonal. But our philosophy, the God is originally the Supreme Person. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdata. We have discussed this point many times. Now, here it says, Lilavatara Anurata Devatijyam Naradeshu. God is always anxious to get us back. Back to home, back to Godhead. So apart from his incarnations amongst the Deva, demigods, just like Upendra, Lord Bhamande, he appeared amongst the demigods. There are so many other incarnations, demigods. God appeared as incarnation of boar, incarnation of horse, incarnation of tortoise. Kesavadhita kurma sarira jaya jagadi sahari. Kurma sarira. Kesavadhita meena sarira jaya jagadi sahari. There are so many incarnations. Kesavadhita narahari rupa jaya jagadi sahari. Kesavadhita bhamana rupa jaya jagadi sahari. So, he has got innumerable incarnations. As I have told you several times, just like the waves of the river, one cannot count. Similarly, nobody can count how many incarnations are coming, always, incessant, one after another. So, Leelavataranato Devatijyam Naradishu. And amongst the human being, we know Lord Ramchandra came, Lord Krishna came, Rishabhdev came, and Lord Chaitanya came. So, Krishna is always trying, because he is the father. Krishna says, Aham bija pada pita sarvajonishu kaunti. Sarvajonishu, there are different species of life, forms of life. Because we wanted to enjoy this material world, to utilize the resources of material world, that is our activity, even at the present moment, always everyone is busy how to exploit the resources of material nature. That is advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization means how to exploit the material resources. But they do not know, the foolish people do not know, that is not advancement, that is entanglement. That is not advancement. This knowledge they are lacking. They do not know what is advancement. Advancement means advancement in spiritual life, that is advancement. We are spirit. In a sense, we are spirit soul. We have been encased within this body. Therefore, advancement means how to get out of this entanglement of repetition of birth and death. When Vishwamitra Muni went to Maharaj Dasarath, who asked for his two sons, Ramchandra and Lakshmanji, to take them to to the Dandakaranya to kill the demon. So at that time, Maharaj Dasarath welcomed Vishwamitra Muni with these words, "Oihishtang jad punarjanma jayaya, jatang punarjanma jayaya." Oihishtam, just like if I meet my friend, suppose he is a businessman, so I will ask you, how your business going on nicely. Similarly, Vishwamitra Muni, he was not a businessman, he was a great saint and he was living in the forest. So what was the purpose? The purpose was Oihishtang Jatat Punarjanma Jayar. As you are trying to conquer over the repetition of birth, punarjanma jaya. The people do not know at the present moment that the business is to conquer over the repetition of birth and death, punarjanma jaya. They do not know that this can be stopped. Neither they have any idea that there is rebirth. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Your life is not finished. Your life is not finished simply by finishing when this body is ended. It is not that you are also ended. This knowledge is there is nowhere throughout the whole world. There are so many big universities. That is our lamentation. So what is this education? They do not know how to direct education. In the Shastra it is said that your activity should be conducted in such a way that Krishna becomes satisfied. Hari Toshanam. But they do not know what is Krishna, what is Hari. And how to satisfy him? There is another question. So, at the present moment, the whole civilization is a set of rascals only, that's all. There is no education. They do not know. And because they do not know, Krishna comes just to make this rascal be informed. Krishna says, "I am aham adihi devanam aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate sarva dharman paritrajya mamekam saranam bhaja manmana bhavavad bhakta madhya." Canvas. My dear sons, while you are rotting in this material world, please come. You are my beloved son. I do not tolerate, or I cannot see that you are suffering. This is Krishna's business. He is more kind. He is more anxious to get us back. Therefore, he comes personally. Then again, when we mistake him, Krishna said, "Sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja." The rascals, they thought, why is demanding so much? This is sophistry. Why shall I surrender to you? That is our position. Krishna says that you surrender, I take charge of you. Ma sucha, aham tvasarvi papebhu mokkhasyami, I shall give you relief from all difficulties. No, I shall ask. Just see how much rascals we are. And they are going as a civilized man. All fools, rascals, and rogues and thieves, that's all. This is the position. All fools and rascals and rogues. Ajānata. Ajānata means rascals, one who does not know. Ajānata. Therefore, Vyasadev made this śāstra, this śrīmad-bhāgavata. Ajānata, for these rascals, one who does not know the aim of life. Anartha upasamam sākṣāt bhakti yugam madokkhaje. We are meeting with so many problems of life. These are called anarthas, unnecessarily. I am spirit soul, you are spirit soul. We are as good as God. Anandamaya vyāsāt. Our real position is ānanda. Sachidānanda. Oh, why you are meeting so many problems? This is due to this body. This is due to this body. Therefore, the real culture is, real education is, how to stop this repetition of body, but they do not know. Ānandamaya vyāsāt, we are part and parcel of Krishna. He is fully joyful. You will see always Krishna joyful. When he is killing an animal, he is laughing. He is joyful. You have seen Krishna's picture. It is not that it is a problem. You have seen Krishna is killing that Keshi demon, a horse, big horse. Just like a child's play. Krishna is fighting with that bull. What is the name of that bull? Arishtasura. He is attacking with his horns. Krishna is just like playing with a toy. That is Krishna. So, Krishna is always anxious to give us enlightenment that this is not your life. Why you are rotting in this material world? Come back. In many ways. Devatidyam naradishu. He is coming not only in the human society, but in the animal society also. He is coming in all kinds of. There are so many societies, aquatics, jalaja, navalakhani, savara, lakkavinshati, krimayo, ruddhasama. There are so many living entities, 8,400,000, and they have got their own society. As we know, birds of the same feather flock together. So that is called society. That is it, there in the, you will find all the ants are together, all the birds are together, all the beasts are together. So we form this animal society or the human society, that is not a new thing. That is a way. You will see all the crows, they will flock together. The crows will not mix with the pigeons. The pigeons will not mix with the crows. That is nature. So there are so many societies, devatidyam naradishu, and in every society there is incarnation of God. According to their position, according to their language, according to their problems, there is incarnation. We do not see other incarnations, but we can see the human form of incarnation. Ramadi muttisu kalaniyamena tisthan. But from this śāstra we can understand that there are incarnations amongst the lower animals, bees, birds, and everywhere. The purpose is to reclaim the fallen souls. So not only he incarnates, but he sends his devotee. He comes as devotee, just like Krishna was misunderstood because Krishna demanded that you surrender unto me. So we misunderstood. Because we are murhas, the murhas, they do not surrender. Krishna says they are very good scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but they cannot understand these simple things. Krishna is demanding sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja, but he will not do that. And he is a scholar of Bhagavad Gita. The simple truth he cannot understand, neither he can follow. If I am actually follower of Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna says that you surrender unto me, then if I am actually follower, I shall surrender unto me. That is my business. But no, I shall not surrender. I am Krishna. Why shall I surrender you? But where does he get this information that he has become Krishna? Where is that in the Bhagavad Gita? But they are preaching. Bhagavad Gita reading means I have become Krishna. Where these nonsense ideas they get, I do not know. But we can take them, what he is. We can take, as soon as he does not surrender, then I take him. We take him in 3-4 classes. Namang duskitinam murha prapadante naradhama maya puritagyana suri bhavamasrita. Because I see this rascal has not surrendered to Krishna, he must be one of these groups. What is that? Duskriti, no? In the group of sinful life. Duskriti. Mura, in the groups of rascals. Naradhama, in the groups of the lowest of the mankind. No, they are PhDs. Maya puritagyana. They may be PhDs, but he's a rascal because Maya has taken his real knowledge. He does not know Krishna. What is the value of his knowledge? Maya aparitakyana asuri bhava maasrita. Why this is so? Na asuri bhava. Their only business is to discuss, kill God, just like asuras. That's a Kongsa. His only business was how to kill Krishna. So asuri bhava masrita. So those who are asuras or the naradhamas, their only business is to how to kill Krishna. Just like the great scholar is saying, when Krishna says that manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaji mang namaskuru, he is commenting, because he is a great scholar, not to Krishna. Let's see. Not to Krishna. This is going on. They are thinking there is something more exalted than Krishna. But Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat. There is nothing more. I am the supreme. So I do not know what kind of scholars they are. They are reading Bhagavad Gita and decrying Krishna. This is going on. Therefore, our movement is Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't follow these rascals, duskritina, murha, naradhama. We don't follow them. We follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We follow Ramanuja Acharya. We follow Madhya Acharya. We follow the great authorities, Vyasdev. We follow Narad, Asita, Vyasa. Because that is the only way to understand Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. You cannot understand Krishna. You cannot understand his incarnation. You have to follow the footprints. Then you will understand who is avatar. Otherwise, instead of Krishna, you will accept another Dhini Krishna. Somebody will say, I was Krishna. Oh, he is avatar. And what is the proof that he was Krishna? Why you are so full? If somebody, if I say that I was Krishna, so only the fools will take me that I was Krishna, now I am dog. It is not like that. We have to follow the Mahajanaji in a Kadam. If we want this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Sanatana Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed, according to Shastra, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangapanga Asta Parsadam Jagai Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Hisumena. So these symptoms are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's symptoms. So hence Sanatana Goswami was talking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a politician, minister. So he simply inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shall I take it that these symptoms, as we find in the Shastra, is the incarnation of this Kali Yuga? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he is catching me, he is trying to catch me. So he immediately said, oh, don't bother about that thing, we shall talk. Like, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is actually Krishna, he avoided to be addressed as Krishna. And these rascals, false, they are claiming Krishna. Yes. Krishna himself, in Vrindavan, when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, many devotees used to come and address him, my Lord, you are Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to block his ears. Don't say like that, don't say. It's a great offense to address a man as Vishnu, as Krishna. He taught us like that. And these rascals, they are declaring, I am God, I am Krishna. I am God, I am Krishna. So only the rascals will follow such rascals. The man is known by his company. The God has become so cheap. There are incarnations, there are hundreds and thousands of incarnations, but to accept that incarnation, we have to follow the direction of this Shastra. The Shastra in every incarnation is described there. His symptoms are described there. When Ramchandra is described, what did he do? That is also given there. Even Lord Buddha's activities are there in the Shastra. He is accepted an incarnation. Kikiteshu Bhavishyati. Lord Krishna's, Lord Balaram, everything is described there. Lord Chaitanya. So we have to accept one incarnation with reference to the description given in the Shastra. Not that any rascal comes and he becomes incarnation and we accept. No. There are incarnations. That is a fact, as it is said. Devatujjang naradishu. Hundreds and thousands of incarnations. But if we are intelligent, if we are actually well-versed in the Shastras, then we should corroborate. Not that anyone comes to become incarnation and you have to accept. No. That is not our business. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakka Tinete Kuriya Ukka. We have to test sadhu, whether sadhus are accepting. Just like Krishna. Krishna is accepted by all the sadhus. As Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Shankaracharya, who is impersonalist, he says, Sabhagavan Sang Krishna Devaki Nanda. He accepts. And what to speak of other Vaishnava Acharya, Ramana Acharya, Madhvacharya, they all accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts. Formally, Vyasadeva accepted, Narada accepted, everyone, Vedas, the other day when we met Gangesharananda, he quoted so many Vedic passages, Krishna, about Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the Vedas, in the Puranas, in the Upanishads, and confirmed by great sages, saintly persons, everyone except Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Then why this rascal cannot find out God? We are giving the name of God, the address of God, the father, God's father's name also, Nandan Nandan, Devaki Nandan. So where is the difficulty to find out? There is no difficulty. But the rascal will not accept. They will continue their rascaldom. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, it is not at all difficulty to find out where is God. God is neither dead, not God has become void or impersonal. His person, Dibhuj Muralidhar Krishna, playing on his flute, and Jamuna Tira Vanachari. He is existent always. Uddapya kare lila gaur rat. Kono kono bhagavan dekhivare par. Krishna is always existing. Krishna's incarnations are always existing before us. But if we are fortunate enough, we can see. Otherwise, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.